This is a Discovery Channel podcast.
Today, scientists are finding new ways to study mummies without damaging them. The tissue sample from deep within the body can shed new light on an ancient culture. And a new age of mummifying may be dawning, one that combines modern science with ancient ritual.
Hello, you have reached the offices of Summum. To leave a message for Summum, press 1. For mummification, press 2.
Inside a pyramid in Salt Lake City, the Summum Corporation may have taken the art of Egyptian embalming to its highest level. Today, they're demonstrating their mummifying technique on a living volunteer. Ron Temu, chief embalmer at the Summum Corporation.
The ancient Egyptians, the ancient process was to take the body and draw out all of the moisture and completely dehydrate the body. Our goal is to replace the fluids that were within the body to preserve the body in a very natural form.
Summum's secret is a special embalming fluid made up of salts, alcohol, oils, and other chemicals. In the 1970s, funeral director John Chu tested the formula on a human cadaver.
She was a thin woman, and we only soaked her for 6.5 days. We did eviscerate her. We did remove all the organs from the body. We did leave the heart intact. We did not wrap her because of the research we were doing. It's a constant improving of that formulation. We're still doing some revamping. We've come up with a couple additional chemicals now that we feel are going to be much more beneficial.
Summum has yet to mummify a paying customer, but more than 100 people have signed up. Summum client Sue Parsons.
I've made the decision to be mummified. It's part of a belief, I guess, that I have about having a life and that life continues and that hopefully you evolve and progress. And watching Maggie be mummified actually helped me, educated me about what will happen to me.
Maggie died in 1996 at the age of 13. She became the 7th animal that Summum has mummified. Pets and humans will be mummified the same way. After soaking in the vat, the body will be wrapped in bandages, then coated in polyurethane. That's to seal in the preserving fluids. Next comes a layer of glass cloth coated by epoxy resin. After being sanded smooth, the mummy will be placed in a customized bronze coffin called a mummiform.
100 years or 100,000 years, someone could discover the mummiform, cut through all of the wrappings, take the body out, and the body would be just as like you had a viewing, like they just passed away yesterday.
There is evidence to support this claim. Oscar the cat was mummified in 1985. 7 years later, x-rays showed his muscle tissue in near-perfect condition, even his eyeballs were intact. But this kind of mummification comes at a price. One day, Summum hopes to offer its clients a final service, entombment in a mountainside mausoleum.
This is a memorial site which covers several acres. This memorial area is designed to display hundreds, maybe thousands, of the customized mummiforms. This is for visitation, for people to see the mummiform, because the mummiform has the image of the individual on it.
Summum knows that its services are not for everyone. But for its clients, the idea of being mummified eases the ancient fear that the spirit will be lost after death.
I know that whoever mummifies me will do it in such a loving way that my spirit will not have any fear whatsoever. That I'll be reminded constantly of how much I'm loved and cared for, and reminded of what I want to have happen to me in my next life. So I don't think I'm gonna have that much fear.
45,000 years ago, the first human beings began to bury their dead. Ever since, people have wondered if death is an ending or a beginning. The answer is unknown, and the unknown makes us fearful. The ancient Egyptians faced this fear by making mummies. Many other people, it turns out, had the same idea. Egyptologist Professor Salima Ikram.
Ancient mummies certainly do have an effect on us. It's a very intimate way of reaching back in time and realizing that they're really people, real live, honest to God people who lived. You're actually looking at the people who made the history that you study.